Land is ours and we won't rest.
We need answers, MBS.
Land is ours and we won't rest.
We need answers, MBS.
Land is ours and we won't rest.
Plaza East residents are denouncing a lack of transparency and poor management practices from the developer that have left the complex full of habitability and safety issues. Yolanda Marshall is a resident at Plaza East and a member of the Housing Rights Committee of San Francisco. She said the complex should remain public, deeply affordable, and safe for its residents.
We want to make sure we're not played. We want to make sure we have equal rights to come back to our community. We want to make sure that the property is done right, that we have say-so in our property. We had to deal with rodents. We had to deal with infestation of bed bugs. You can just name it, sewage coming out of your sinks. And we're just ready to move on. We're going to fight for our community. We're going to make sure they don't take it. And we're going to make sure we are a part of everything.
According to National Equity Atlas statistics from 2018, almost half of low-income households of color in the Bay Area live in neighborhoods that are gentrifying or at risk of gentrification. Dennis Williams has lived at Plaza East apartment for 21 years and describes himself as a longtime black community activist. He said another redevelopment plan will lead to further gentrification and the displacement of black communities.
The lack of transparency, to this date, you can look around the site and see nothing has really been done. We do a lot of advocating, but this is federal property, and we feel as tenants, federal guidelines, federal laws, tenant and housing have been violated here at Plaza East. And we want not only equity, but we want jobs, like I said before. We want housing for the bevy of youth who at 18 and 19 should be going into their first apartments. And unfortunately, they're part of the new homeless.
After the first redevelopment plan of MBS in 2001, only about 50% of residents were able to return. San Francisco Supervisor Dean Preston, whose district includes Plaza East, came to show his support. He emphasized that the current redevelopment plan is only intended to make a profit and would not benefit the residents at all.
The first time they redeveloped it, they built fewer units so that over 86 homes of mostly African-American residents of the Fillmore had nowhere to come back to. So let's get real. Why the hell are they doing this? And why the hell, despite our requests, all of the community members in our office requesting over and over and over again, give us a plan for redevelopment that the residents support?
The Housing Rights Committee of San Francisco has submitted a petition to the Board of Supervisors, the Mayor's Office, and MBS, demanding to ensure that there is robust tenant input into any redevelopment plans of Plaza East. So far, the petition has been signed by more than 100 people. The Board of Supervisors was intending to vote on a measure calling for a halt to the redevelopment today. I'm Violette Bellou, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.